Since 2006, East Lansing's Prima Civitas has been a catalyst for economic and community development, initially here in mid-Michigan and eventually across the state. The nonprofit brings together business owners, entrepreneurs, and MSU resources to spark economic growth. In its 8 years, Prima Civitas has helped the city of Flint submit a balanced budget and a deficit reduction plan. It helped several Michigan municipalities update their civic regulations to streamline them and make them more functional. More recently, the 501c3s even adopted a global approach, connecting Michigan talent with global initiatives in Turkey and Iraq. Prima Civitas recently announced a new CEO. Arnold Weinfeld takes over the top spot after several years as a Prima Civitas board member, and we welcome Arnold Weinfeld to Current State.
Thank you, Mark. Welcome. Pleasure to be here.
It's great to talk to you. What's it like transitioning from the board to the top inside position?
Well, it's been very comfortable and actually somewhat seamless. Obviously very helpful to have been on the board the last few years and get an understanding of the work that that Prima Civitas does and the people in the organization. So I feel like moving into the CEO spot has been, as I said, somewhat seamless. It's just now digging into the projects and moving forward.
Do you want to tinker with the foundation's priorities? Do you want to refocus, realign, anything along those lines?
No, I want to enhance what they do. I think one of the reasons that I found becoming CEO attractive is because from the moment I got on the board, I was very impressed with the work that that Steve Webster, the CEO at the time, and the staff were doing. Very passionate group of people dedicated to working on moving Michigan's economy forward. And so the buckets of work that, you know, Prima Civitas is in is, as you noted, maintaining that original mission of fostering regional economic development opportunities across the state, working in innovation and talent to help Michigan's workforce become more in tune with our 21st century economy, and in the international space as well, creating opportunities for Michigan business, Michigan State University, and other universities and community colleges across the state on an international basis.
You've spent some years with the Michigan Municipal League, and Prima Civitas has spent significant resources in Michigan urban areas. Mm-hmm. Can we assume that that'll continue to be a focus of Prima Civitas efforts?
No question about it. A focus, and it's certainly one of the areas where I see an opportunity for enhancement.
How? Can you give us an example?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and you mentioned some of the work that Prima Civitas has done in the past, and we have some great staff members with a lot of experience in local government. For instance, Mike Brown.
Top of the list, I would imagine, with all of his history in
Flint. Absolutely, in Flint. And he was, you know, Mike was president of Prima Civitas going back to when David Hollister was the first CEO of Prima Civitas. And then, yeah, he was called back home to Flint and now is back on staff. We have Jim Smirka, who's the former city attorney for Lansing and has been involved in municipal government activities for over 30 years. And, you know, along with the other projects, Prima Civitas helped design and set up the I-69 Economic Development Corridor that involves several counties and over 30 communities coming together to form an entity that now works to enhance economic development along that corridor on I-69. You mentioned the Flint project. I think that there is definitely still a need out there. Especially in our urban areas, they're facing some difficult organizational challenges, and I think we can take the expertise we have at Prima Civitas and use it to the benefit of those communities.
Now, the organization adopted a statewide orientation, mm-hmm. what you called Prima Civitas 2.0, a few years ago. After a period of limiting your focus on mid-Michigan, but what is Prima Civitas doing in mid-Michigan these days?
Yeah, great point. In mid-Michigan, we're working with Michigan State University on a project we call Gigabit Communities, where we're working to provide super high-speed internet access to attract, retain businesses and their workforces. We're hoping to roll out a pilot here in East Lansing, and Flint is also interested in bringing our expertise there. We're also working with school districts, both in mid-Michigan and outside of mid-Michigan, to encourage entrepreneurship among underserved students, as well as STEM learning opportunities, two areas that we feel are very important for Michigan to move forward with retaining and attracting talent.
What sort of international opportunities are you looking at here, though, Arnold? I know you've been involved with Turkish businesses. Mm-hmm. There was a project, and a very ambitious project a couple of years ago involving building essentially a suburb or a city in Iraq that Prima Civitas was really at the heart of. Talk to us about the international opportunities.
Yeah, absolutely. Our Turkish connection is very strong. We have a subsidiary that we developed a few years ago, the Turkish Resource Center of North America, that is staffed by someone who serves as a consul general for Turkey here in Michigan. As a matter of fact, we've just had a couple of delegations over in Turkey from Oakland University and Oakland County researching business opportunities in April. We'll be hosting the Turkish Automotive Association here at MSU in an effort to familiarize them with opportunities here in Michigan, and also for Michigan-based business to become more familiar with possible automotive supplier opportunities that are in Turkey.
But clarify for us, though, how does the international scope of what you do really benefit? How does that manifest itself in Michigan businesses? This gets Michigan businesses involved in initiatives in other countries?
Yep. And
vice versa?
And vice versa. You know, one of the really neat things about Prima Civitas is what I call the three C's. Prima Civitas is a convener, a connector, and a collaborator. And, you know, we are the flexible, nimble organization Luana Simon, President Simon, had a vision for to help move Michigan State University, mid-Michigan, and in statewide eventually, Michigan businesses with opportunities both within the state to collaborate and enhance their models, and also internationally. So we've exactly that. We've been connecting Michigan businesses with opportunities in Turkey. I'm very hopeful and that this Turkish automotive piece is going to be a catalyst for further opportunities. You mentioned the Iraq project. It is still a very ambitious project. First week on the job, and I just had an opportunity this week to go to Washington, D.C., and meet with Dr. Sami Alaraji, who is the former MSU student here in the mid-60s, who is now in charge of investment in Iraq and has a deep fondness for Michigan State University and the people of Michigan for the experiences that he received here at the university, both at the undergrad level, and he received his doctorate here at Michigan State University. And you're exactly on point. There's a great need for housing in Iraq and in Baghdad in particular, and we are continuing to work with them on developing what is basically a city within a city. They're looking at building 70,000 housing units, a mixed-use commercial and retail area with recreational facilities and sporting facilities as well. And so at this point, we're hoping to be a part of the project. We're still working with Dr. Sami. I had the opportunity and pleasure to meet with him yesterday and talk about the project. It's about ready to move forward, and through Prima Civitas, we're going to be working to connect especially Michigan housing businesses with opportunities there and hopefully be able to get some work for Michigan businesses.
And I have to say, I did a couple of stories on this a couple of years ago, and one of the interesting manifestations of this whole thing is connecting Southeast Michigan construction businesses, mm-hmm, and related businesses, mm-hmm, operated by Iraqi Americans. Americans of Iraqi descent, mm-hmm, with this project.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. And that continues to be our goal. So right now we're continuing to work through those processes that they have in Iraq, and we're very hopeful that we'll be able to have this come to fruition here yet this year.
Arnold Weinfeld is the incoming CEO of Prima Civitas here in East Lansing. What's the biggest challenge that you think you face as incoming CEO?
Continuing to move forward and finding opportunities for Michigan businesses and Michigan universities, both here in the state and internationally. I think that there are a lot of opportunities. We just got to go out and find them.
How does the rebound of the state economy impact what you do at Prima Civitas? Does that make your job easier?
It obviously plays a very positive role, especially as we travel outside of the state internationally. I think Governor Snyder has shown that, you know, there is opportunity here in Michigan for international companies to do business, that we have a skilled labor force, and Prima Civitas is going to be working to enhance the talent of that labor force and make connections not just for that labor force within Michigan but outside of Michigan, for Michigan businesses outside of Michigan, and vice versa.
You're involved in a partnership to start a university in Benghazi?
That project is kind of a lower priority right now. As we move forward, we're working on other projects that involve other Mideast countries right now.
It's still alive, or you've shelved
it? It's simmering, but we'll say it's simmering right now.
Okay. You've done an awful lot with young innovator. I mean, innovation is one of the words that mm-hmm. keeps cropping up
right.
in your mission statement. It's
mm-hmm.
all over your website, and you've especially tried to connect with young people with regard to innovation. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, absolutely. Innovation and talent kind of go hand in hand. One of our more positive projects has been the Michigan Internship Initiative, which is a project that we've had for several years, working with Michigan businesses on matching them up with interns. We've been working with MEDC in particular on that. One of the other projects in entrepreneurship that we've been working with, encouraging school districts to work with underserved students in entrepreneurship programs, to encourage them to get into entrepreneurship programs. So we're not just working, you know, at the college level or at the after graduation level to match employers with interns. We're starting to now move into the high school level to generate interest among students in various careers and various business opportunities and entrepreneurship.
I want to ask you about the blue economy, because earlier, just a few days ago, we had a reporter for Forbes, Dale Buss, on our program, and he looked closely at how Michigan could be doing really a better job to harness water, its fresh water resources, really for economic and community growth. Have you given the blue economy much thought at Prima
Civitas? Absolutely, we have. It's a great question. And was part of our conversations that we had with some folks in Washington just the other day. There is great opportunity in this area for Michigan businesses and Michigan universities to have an impact worldwide on water technologies, the use of water, the conservation of water as economic development tools. I think it is probably I'm beginning to see it as the next big thing for Prima Civitas to work on with Michigan businesses and Michigan universities. In Wisconsin, for instance, they have put together a water council that sits in Milwaukee. It was started along with some major businesses, A. O. Smith, you know, the largest water heater maker in the country, Kohler, we all know for their plumbing, and some others who see great opportunities themselves. And I think that there's opportunity here for Michigan businesses and collaboration throughout the Great Lakes.
And any plans to annex the Crimea? Under,
no.
No, okay, we'll leave that alone.
You.
Arnold Weinfeld is the incoming CEO of Prima Civitas, based here in East Lansing. Good luck to you.
Thank you very much, Mark. I appreciate it.